Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the Gospel of Matthew, the mother of James and John, two of Jesus' disciples, approached Jesus and asked to speak with him. And Jesus said to her, "What do you want?" And she said to him, "I want you to declare that these two sons of mine will sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your kingdom." Now, for some reason, James and John's mother made an embarrassingly bold request of Jesus. She asked for her two sons to have the best seats in Jesus' kingdom. Now, perhaps she was just the kind of parent who always advocates for her children to get ahead. Or perhaps she was still annoyed that Jesus' call to her sons had left her husband alone in his fishing boat with no one to help him out. Or maybe James and John had constantly shared their desire with their mother, and she was finally fed up with their unwillingness to act on their own impulses, so she took matters into her own hands. Whatever the case, she did not know what she was asking for, and Jesus told her as much. Positions in the kingdom are not Jesus's to grant. However, to choose to live like Jesus in the world, well, that's all a matter of will and passion. For all their desire, James and John did not wind up on either side of Jesus. You may remember on the cross, Jesus was flanked by two criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. See, seating in the kingdom of heaven will be arranged by God, and jockeying for position next to Jesus can cost us dearly. We might want to be careful about what we wish for and instead simply focus on doing what Jesus asks of us. Let's pray. Lord, we want to live our life in close relationship with you. However, honestly, we don't really know what that kind of intimacy will cost us. You know, what will you ask us to do? Where will we find ourselves if we follow your lead? Does standing by your side mean hanging on a cross one day? I mean, we just don't know. All we know is that living apart from you is no longer an option for us. We want to be with you on earth and in heaven. We will do our best to follow. And Lord God, we will leave the seating arrangements to you. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.